Welcome to the Parental Thriving Podcast. I am your host, Melissa Bujeya, certified positive discipline educator, parental coach, and down and dirty in this journey with my own two preteens and young child. If you are looking to grow as a parent, if you want to transform your relationship with your children, this is the place to go. Each week, I bring you a solo show or an interview, and I am honored to share with you my passion and have you listen in. If you do not want to miss what is happening for your parents, please join my mailing list on www.parentalthrivingmalta.com. I love hearing from my listeners, so feel free to drop me a line on melissa@parentalthrivingmalta.com. And it would be great if you share these episodes with your friends.
Hi, how are you? So as I said a few minutes ago, when I had to stop and come back again, I'm going to be answering your breastfeeding questions. Today I am focusing on the latch, the position, how to know that your baby's taking enough milk, feeding the 1 year plus child, and term feeding. And so let's get started. And the first one I'm going to start is with latch. So latch is something which you really need to see it done properly live. So someone is there with you and they show you how to latch your baby, and then it's practice and practice and practice, nothing more, nothing less, unfortunately. However, there are a few ways that you can understand that that the latch is good or bad. And let's first help you understand. So the baby should be with his mouth wide open and the lips pouting out like a fish. Okay, now if you are I forgot to say that when they latch, they should have more from the lower part of the areola than on the top. Okay, so that is important for us. Now if you experience pain, the latch is bad. Breastfeeding shouldn't be painful. It's as simple as that. So if it is painful, there is something wrong with the latch. Now if somebody has seen you latch and they tell you no, the latch is perfectly well, then we need to check the mouth of the baby. Maybe they are tongue tied or some other thing that is not being conducive to a good breastfeeding experience. Okay, but basically you should not be having any pain at all. Now, if you are experiencing pain and you know that the latch isn't very good, then you need to unlatch the baby, which basically just open, put your small finger around about here where the jaw is kind of can get locked, and just prise it open. Don't unlatch the baby by, you know, getting the baby off away from you, because that will hurt you. The baby will automatically clamp onto the nipple, and that is a lot of ouch. So now other ways, because sometimes the latch might not be good but you are not really experiencing pain. So in conjunction with having pain or no pain, you can also understand if the latch is good by how the nipple comes out. So you observe the nipple how it is before it goes in, so it's usually roundish. But if then it comes out after latching, it comes out like lipstick shape, or there is a line in the middle or something like that, then that means that the latch is not completely fine. So that is about the latch. There isn't much, as I said, that we can do about it, and it is simply something which you need to learn slowly. So the next question was about holds and positions. Right now I have this baby who's going to help me, and basically there are different holds which you can do. And there is what we call the cradle hold, the cross cradle hold, because you are, let me see if I can do it like that. So there is the cradle hold, which is the traditional hold, like this. The cross cradle hold, you are using this hand instead, so you are holding the baby like this. And then there is the football hold, which is like this, right? And then you have the what is called the physiological breastfeeding or laid back breastfeeding, where you go slightly forward and you latch the baby like this. Sometimes you can simply be sitting straight and try and latch the baby like this. Obviously they're usually not newborn in this stage, because they need to be a bit bigger to be able to do that. But these are the different positions, and then the children can invent quite a few positions. What I like is to tell new parents is to start with the cross cradle, so that with this hand they are supporting the breast, okay, and helping the baby to latch, so that as soon as the baby's mouth is wide, so you are making your breast kind of smaller, you are squashing it a sandwich like, and then when the baby's mouth is wide open, you slightly press the head towards the breast. And once that is done and the baby's latched, you can just go comfortably into the normal cradle position. But that gives you more help to navigate and trying and attaching the baby and positioning the baby. Now, as much as possible, the position is usually that nose is to nipple, because the baby will automatically lift a bit their head to latch on. And as much as possible, it's tummy to tummy, and there are no dangling legs, so they shouldn't, the legs shouldn't dangle, but they should be held in position correctly with the hands as well, so they kind of all is, I don't know if you were saying that, okay, so kind of you have all the baby, you are holding all baby legs and all. Obviously, again, this is when they are newborn, when they are bigger and they are moving more, that's a different thing. But obviously, as much as possible, especially newborns, you are holding and cradling the whole baby, because like that they feel supported and safe, and they are more likely to latch on to you better. Yes, what else on the positioning and holding? There is no latch, no position which is better than the other. So the laid back breastfeeding is the natural way that mammals actually feed their infants. And I found that it is much easier sometimes to do it. But if you are really focusing on, I want to do this this position, you'll probably find it quite difficult in the beginning. So really and truly, it's just a matter of experimenting to see what works best for you. There is no need for cushions, but some people feel better with cushions. I would say learn to feed also without cushions, because at some point you will be feeding the baby outside the home and you will not have cushions available. So please also learn to do that. But there isn't really anything in particular which I would say, you know, you should do this or you should do that. There is nothing which is good or bad. It's simply your preference and what feels good for you, and that is all. The next question. Oh yes, when is the supply established? So usually the supply is established around about 6 weeks of age. Sometimes, especially if you have an oversupply, it can take up to 4 months to settle down completely and you have less milk. But generally speaking, it's around about 6 weeks, so around nearly 2 months old, where the supply is established. So before that, It is much easier to increase or decrease the supply. After the supply is established, it is much more difficult. Doable, possible, there is no impossible things. There have been people who lactated who never had a child, they were never pregnant, but they induced lactation because they were adopting a baby. So if they can do it, we who have been pregnant and already have a milk supply can do it for sure. So never give up. It's just a matter of what are your expectations, what is that you actually truly want. But yes, the mass milk supply is established around about 6 weeks. How do we know when baby is having enough milk? Now, there are various ways that help us to know that the baby is feeding enough. First and foremost, obviously, we are seeing them growing and thriving, obviously. Now, other things which are easier for us in a way to understand is their nappies, okay, their diapers. So nappies, for every day of life in the first week, they have a wet nappy, which means so on day one after they were born, they should have one wet nappy and one dirty nappy. On day two, they will have two wet nappies and one dirty nappy. Day three will have three wet nappies. Day four, there will be four, then five and six and seven. And after that, we remain with the minimum of 6 to 7 wet nappies and one dirty nappy a day. These are the bare minimum that we expect a baby to have. Most babies will have much more than that, especially dirty nappies. But for us to have kind of a borderline of understanding of that they are feeding enough, if you are seeing that they have at least 6 to 7 wet nappies and at least one dirty nappy a day, then they should be feeding enough. Other ways is obviously that they are developing. So not that you are just seeing them grow, but also the interaction with you. They're, you know, they're smiling, they are grabbing and whatever. That these milestones, they are reaching them. Obviously, milestones are very much child dependent. Okay, so keep that in mind. Some will reach them earlier, some will reach them later, and some will reach them as an average child, which is what usually we have on books. So when they tell you that a baby starts smiling, I don't know, I don't remember now, but say at 6 weeks old, that is the average child. Some will be before and some will be after. But if your child is say 8, 9 weeks old and they still haven't started doing that, it's not a bad idea to double check and make sure that nothing is wrong, right? Other ways is that once they have fed, they are happy. And I don't mean happy that they are sleeping and you put them down in a cot and they will be happy there. What I'm meaning is they are happy sleeping on top of you. Yeah, I know, but that's the reality, unfortunately. As soon as we put them down, most of the time they will wake up again. But yes, if they haven't slept after a feed, but they have unlatched and they are happy, they might be just quiet, they might be looking around, whatever it is, but that is showing us that the baby is satisfied with their meal. If they are still searching, if they are still crying, then it doesn't seem like they have had enough milk. Again, this is very arbitrary because sometimes it could be that the baby, they have some stomach pain or something which is bothering them, but unfortunately one can't say just like that. So, but as a general rule, a happy, quiet baby after a feed means that they have had enough feed, milk. The other thing is babies tend to keep their fists close. Once they open them and they are relaxed, usually that happens after a feed. And that means that they've had quite a good amount of milk and they are happy. So the ways that we understand the baby is having enough milk are open fists after a feed, happy and relaxed, whether sleeping or not, most of the time on top of us, not in a cot or wherever you put them, and that they have a minimum of 6 or 7 wet nappies and 1 dirty nappy a day, and obviously growing and reaching milestones. Next, yes, breastfeeding the 1-year-old plus child. How does that look like? So, after 1 year, most children have started eating pretty well. And so the general rule is that they will be taking a feed as soon as they wake up, before, after nap times, before bedtime, and any nighttime feeding. That is dependent on the child. Some children are sleeping the night, some children are waking very often, some children are waking a couple of times, and that's it. So that is how it usually works. Now, while this is the average way a child of 1 year plus feeds, it will change. What does that mean? So children go to growth spurts, as you would have noticed if you already have a child, and they have quite a few intense growth spurts going on from 6 months going on and off. But the next big one is round about 14, 15 months. And the last big one, it will be around about 18 months. So 1-year-old child plus that is going through growth spurts is likely to start feeding back like a newborn, all the time wanting the breast. They might start refusing food. They might have been sleeping the night and they start waking nonstop again. They will not be able to settle down at night. It's a tough time. It's a tough time for parents that are breastfeeding the 1-year-old plus child when they are going through these growth spurts, these phases, because it's simply tiring. It's they are so demanding, unfortunately. And they are demanding because they really need that comfort. They really are in need of a lot of comfort at that time. They are seeing a lot of changes. They are becoming separate from the mother, really and truly. And that scares them. That really, really scares them. They are seeing much clearer that them and mom are different people. They're not the same one. In the beginning, for a long time, it's like they are fused to the mother. They don't understand where the mother ends and they begin. There is no such concept, but after 1 year, they start getting that concept very clearly, and that scares them. Also, there is the fact that they are learning to walk, learning to talk. So there is the teething still going on; it hasn't stopped yet. There are a lot of changes, and that is scary and exciting, and the babies want to go back to the only thing that never changed in their short life, which is the breast. So it is very tiring. It is understandable that some people want to wean at this age, and that's fine. It has to be something that this is, weaning is something very personal. There is no good or bad time. I can't say it's a good time to wean around 1 year. There isn't a good time to wean. It's just, if it is the time for you, then it is a good time. And it is as simple as that. And the longer you give breastfeeding, the better the outcomes for the child in terms of nutrition and antibodies and so on and so forth. But that being said, if you or your child are unhappy in that situation, then it needs to change, and it has to start with the weaning, unfortunately. And no guilt feelings, just do it. You can't force something. And if you are unhappy in the breastfeeding journey at this point, and you just keep on doing it just because it is good for the baby, there will be a lot of resentment and other things which I would rather you don't experience. So, you know, weaning is very personal. But this leads us into term weaning. Term weaning means where the baby stops breastfeeding on their own. And basically, that can happen anytime between 2 years and 7 years of age. Yes, we are made to breastfeed till 7 years of age, or in other words, till we start changing our baby teeth into adult teeth. The majority of the children stop by 4 years. That has been my experience with both, with all my three children. My youngest might probably have stayed till even 5 years. Anyway, I'm going away from the topic, kind of. So, yeah, most children will stop on their own by 4 years if left. But there are some who will carry on feeding till their change of teeth, till 6, 7 years of age. Term weaning doesn't happen for sure before 1, 1.5 years of age. It is more likely that what happens is that they will be going through a nursing strike and parents think that the baby has weaned. In actual fact, it's not the case, especially if they are less than 1 year old. So term weaning happens anytime between 2 and 6 years of age. It is a nice process to go through with term weaning. I've always initiated weaning myself with the children, but except for my last one, well, my first had really term weaning, I have to say, because my second one, she wanted to carry on breastfeeding. I was pregnant with my third and my breasts were very sensitive and she had to stop. She tried again to feed after baby was born and she was 4 years old and she was really sad and she was like, "Mommy, I can't remember how, and the milk now doesn't taste good anymore." And it was really sad for her, but you know, so for me that kind of said, okay, around about 4 she was going to be ready. If it hadn't been for those 3 months, she would have fed to term. My first one was the same. I started a bit the process, we had established that he will stop at 4, which we did. And there was literally 3 or 4 days where he was asking for it continuously. But then suddenly he stopped. And one day, like 2 days after, I was like, okay, let me test it. And I went, "Come here, would you like to feed?" And he was like, "Oh, yuck, no, not anymore." So, you know, that is the kind of thing that it shows that the baby is ready to wean anyway. Children will be stopping slowly, slowly on their own. It is a much easier process. It's not something which many mothers would like to go through. And again, that's really fine. It is very, very personal weaning. But when you can or are willing to do it, it is a much easier process than force, not forcing, I don't like the word forcing, but when doing it when the baby is not quite ready. Because as we said, it's their only thing that never changed. And I really, really feel confident that breastfeeding is the first step to discipline, where children are given the breast on demand as they need, but at the same time, and at the same time, that is fostering trust in us that we will be there for their needs all the time. And that is where, therefore, the trust relationship between child and adult gets established. To go back a bit on feeding the 1 year plus children, while we do breastfeeding on demand, we need to start putting boundaries when children reach 1 year, even from 8 months, if you want. But especially from 1 year, boundaries are important. So yes, we breastfeed generally speaking on demand, but that doesn't mean that the child can request the breast and have it all the time. I know I'm being kind of, let me explain it better. So once the child reached 1 year of age, and say you are washing the floor at the time and your child comes up and says, "Mom, I want the breast." Well, probably they're not as vocal, but anyway, he's showing you clearly or telling you clearly in their own way that they want the breast. And that doesn't mean that you should give it to them there and then. Boundaries are important. So yes, Gregory, I will be finished from here in 5 minutes and then you can have the breast. Yes, the baby is likely they will cry, or toddler will cry, and probably will make a scene and it will be a hassle. But you just need to keep on reaffirming. I know it's very hard for you to wait, but I have to finish this and then you can have the breast. Boundaries are very important. And if we can't start keeping them from on such a simple request, they will simply become more difficult as they grow older. So do start putting up boundaries around breastfeeding as they feel appropriate to you. So if you are outside the home and your child is tugging at your top to feed, but you don't feel comfortable anymore, then don't let them. Just say so. Breastfeeding is only at home now. You are a big boy, you are a big girl. Whatever helps you. If you are cooking, if you are, I don't know, helping an older sibling with their homework, they have to wait. They have to wait. Boundaries are important. Okay, so that is all from me for today. The rest of the questions are just as important, and I will get back to them to you in another live. They are about night weaning, managing low supply, how to feed reflex baby, the breast and sleep association, breastfeeding and older siblings, and exclusive pumping when working. I will be getting back to you on these, promise, as soon as possible, sometime maybe this week or next week. If you have other questions in the meantime which you would like me to answer, just pop them down and let me know, and I'll see when I can do so. Okay, have a good week, take care, and speak to you soon. Bye.